वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
The Chant Chapter 8, verses 16 to 20.
आ ब्रह्म भुवनाल्लोकाः पुनरावर्तिनोर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते। आ ब्रह्म भुवनाल्लोकाः पुनरावर्तिनोर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते। सहस्रयुगपर्यन्तम् अहर्यद्ब्रह्मणो विदुः रात्रिं युगसहस्रान्ताम् ते होरात्रविधो जनाः सहस्रयुगपर्यन्तम् अहर्यद्ब्रह्मणो विदुः रात्रिं युगसहस्रान्ताम् ते होरात्रविधो जनाः। अव्यक्ताव्यक्तयः सर्वाः प्रभवन्त्यहरागमे रात्र्यागमे प्रदीयन्ते तत्रैवाव्यक्तसंज्ञके अव्यक्ताव्यक्तयः सर्वाः प्रभवन्त्यहरागमे रात्र्यागमे प्रलीयन्ते तत्रैवाव्यक्तसंज्ञके। भूतग्रामस एवायुः भूत्वा प्रदीयते रात्र्यागमे वशः पार्थः प्रभवत्यहरागमे भूतग्रामस एवायुः भूत्वा प्रदीयते रात्र्यागमे वशः पार्थः प्रभवन्त्यहरागमे। परस्तस्मात् भावोऽन्यः व्यक्तो व्यक्तात्सनातनः यस्स सर्वेषु भूतेषु नश्यत्सु न विनश्यति परस्तस्मात् भावोऽन्यः व्यक्तो व्यक्तात्सनातनः यस्स सर्वेषु भूतेषु नश्यत्सु न विनश्यति।
I've done it twice purposely, so you are finding it a little difficult. This chapter 8, Akshara Brahma Yoga, Yoga of Imperishable Brahman. Lord is talking about one being, which is as you think, so you become. Vedanta clearly says that your destiny is created by your thoughts. There is nobody sitting up the clouds creating your destiny. You may believe so. Probably it's convenient for you to push the problem on somebody else. But Vedanta very clearly says, your destiny is carved and shaped by your thoughts. You make yourself, you mar yourself. You are the architect of your fortune, you are the architect of your misfortune. Nobody else. That's why we say, you are punished or rewarded by your actions, not for your actions. The word which is very important here is what?
By.
If you don't understand it now, by and by you will understand. Listen, you are punished or rewarded not for your actions but by your actions. When you say for, it means somebody is sitting up the clouds and punishing you or rewarding you for the actions. By means your own actions. Today you sow the seed, the very actions become the flower tomorrow, the result. The problem is there is a time gap. Therefore you don't realize that you asked for it. It's like you go to a restaurant and the restaurant is very crowded. You ordered some food, they said it will take some time. And they took so much time, by the time it came you forgot that you ordered that food only. It's exactly something like that. So, when we say this, it's not just one action that we do millions of actions. And when we say action, we don't mean the action per se, the thought that that's the action, please don't forget that. So, there are innumerable thoughts on which we act. So, the sum total of all those thoughts put together determine your course. Like, you have this thought to study Vedanta. Hence you are here. This destiny has been created by you, isn't it? If you did not have the desire to study Gita, you won't be born here. Your birth in this environment, in this room today, is because you have this desire, thought to study Vedanta. You identified with it and it has given you the environment. So therefore, he is saying, those who are constantly thinking of the world at the time of death, their thought also will be about the world only. Because at the time of death, the thought would be depending on how you lived your whole life. Say, at the time of death, if you think of me, you will come to me. Don't forget, Lord Krishna is speaking here. When we say Lord Krishna is speaking here, self-realized soul, Brahman is speaking here. You will think of me at the time of death, you will come to me. You can only think of me at the time of death if you thought about me throughout your life. Throughout your life if you have to think about me, what does it mean? You can't leave everything and sit down and think about me. What it means is, while you are acting through your body, while you are perceiving through your organs of perception, while you are feeling through your emotions, the mind, while you are thinking through your intellect, in and through all these transactions, at the background the thought of Brahman is going on. Right? The example given is of, what is that example? Carnatic musician. He or she will be performing on the stage singing various ragas, but all the time the singer is attuned to the Tanpura Shruti. Shruti is going on, there will be somebody sitting and playing the Tanpura and the singer is attuned to that Shruti. But singing various ragas, as she is singing, if somebody knows to her comes and says Namaskar, she says Namaskar. But she will be singing. And one aspect is attuned to the Shruti. So when he says, think about me 24 hours, 365 days, you say, this is exactly what I wanted, thank you very much, and you drop your work. Thank you very much, and you go to some mandir and sit down there permanently. No, that's not what he means.
ఈ సేయింగ్ అర్జున తస్మాత్ సర్వేషు కాలేషు మా అనుస్మర యుద్ధ ఫస్ట్ నెంబర్ సెవెన్ యూఆర్ 18 నౌ సర్ 16 నౌ యూ గోయింగ్ టు 16 టుడే వి ఆల్రెడీ రీచ్ 7 ఇన్ దట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ సే తస్మాత్ సర్వేషు కాలేషు మా అనుస్మర యుద్ధ మయి అర్పిత మనోబుద్ధి మామేవ ఏష్యసి అసంశయ డౌట్ డౌట్ యుల్ కమ్ టు మీ ఇఫ్ యూ డెడికేట్ యువర్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ టు మీ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్ 24/7/365 డేస్ లైక్ టుడే 24/7/365 డేస్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఈస్ వర్కింగ్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద వరల్డ్ ఓన్లీ సబ్ కాన్షియస్లీ లైక్ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఐ షేర్ విత్ యూ ఇస్ 24/7/365 డేస్ అట్ సబ్ కాన్షియస్ యు ఆర్ టోటలీ అవేర్ దట్ యువర్ అ ఉమెన్ Even when you are sleeping, you understand? Even when you are asleep, you are a woman, you know that? You are not constantly reminding yourself, setting alarm to remind you that I am a woman. Every 1 hour, you know it. It's going like that. And that will come by lifestyle of spiritual living. Which is what? Hatha Yoga. Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Every day you practice all this at all levels. Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, converting actions into worship. Bhakti Yoga, channelizing your emotions towards divinity. Jnana Yoga, sitting and studying the scriptures and then reflecting over them with inquiry, asking questions. Shravana Manana and Nididhyana. When you do this, slowly, background will be, I am Brahman, I am Atma, only my name is Priyanka, right? My species is human species, my sex is female, my caste is this, these are all external, but essentially I am divinity. So in thought, word and deed, you will always have that going at the background. If you will think of me like that, last thought will so will be of me, then you will merge with me, thereafter there is no more birth for you. Otherwise, you will be thinking about the world, you will come back to the world. But only catch here is, at the time of death, if you have done a lot of punya, what does punya mean?
What is given in the scripture, what you are supposed to do and not done, what you are not supposed to do.
What is punya activity? Desire, driven good action is called punya activity. Please remember this, when you do an action propelled by good desire, it will gather punya. If you do an action propelled by negative desire, selfish desire, bad desires, you will gather pap. If you do an action not propelled by any desire, you will gather no punya, no pap, directly moksha. And if you gather punya, you go to heaven, meaning your subtle body goes, not the physical body doesn't go. Another basic you remember, body when you die, when anybody dies, body is there. Very much there. Atma is also there. Because Atma is? All pervading. Something which is all pervading cannot go. Movement is only possible from a place where you are to a place where you are not. Isn't it? If God, Atma is everywhere, where is the question of Atma moving? So, when a person dies, what is happening? Body is also there. Atma is there. What is moved? The subtle body, sukshma sharira, along with the causal body, the vasana. You see? That is why when a person dies, when we cremate, we take the bones. And the bones are called as pushpa. We take the pushpa and immerse it in the river. Which means what? The fragrance chalegi. Sirf pushpa hai. Are you with me? That's what it means. This is how the Vedantic outlook is. This is only the body. My Atma is permanent. Body comes and goes. my mind and intellect also keeps on changing. It moves from one body to another. So what is the phenomenon of death? How would you describe the phenomenon of death in Vedantic terms, Vedantic language? When we did chapter 2, verse 22, I explained to you. Vātāṁsi jīnāni yatā vihāya navāni grinnāti naro parāni. Remember that verse? Like a vesture, like a kapda. He removes and changes. There I explained to you. Remember this. Sunlight is flashed everywhere. There is frame A, there is frame B. In frame A, mirror is fixed. In frame B, there is no mirror fixed. Just an example. Sunlight will reflect, even though it's all pervading, it will reflect in frame A. Why? Because the mirror is fixed there. It will not reflect in frame B. Why? Because there is no mirror there. Is that clear? Now if I remove the mirror, unscrew the mirror from frame A and screw it into frame B. Now what has happened? You say, sunlight, the reflection of the sun has moved from frame A to frame B. So now if you analyze, if you look at the frame A, frame so has, sunlight is also there. The reflection is?
Not
there. That is it. Hear me. So what is happening is, in death, the subtle body along with the causal body moves from one cross body to another cross body in the medium of pure consciousness or Atman. Can you repeat that? Otherwise I'll give you 100 times in position.
In death, the subtle Suksham Shari, Karan Shari moves from the gross body to another gross body within the framework of Brahman.
Yeah, in their own words, correct. In the subtle body along with the causal body, the mind, intellect and Brahman moves from one gross body to another gross body in the medium of pure consciousness of Brahman. Is called death. Darse udar chale gaya. So if when you are dying you connected some dunya, you go to heaven. Heaven is not a place where you go. It's a mental realm. It's like dream in the sleep. You understand? Where you exhaust the punya. Supposing ice cream tastes 10x here, there 1000x. That's all. But OB ek din khatam hoga. It's not permanent. When that is over, what happens? They will send you right while you back to birth. You will come back in another form. According to your thoughts. Are you with me? Same thing if you've done pop, you go to hell, come back. There is all sorts of crying and that story is much of it. Nothing like that. What it means is pain. Yeah.
So that heaven and hell will be in your next life, I guess.
Not next life.
Yeah.
The intermittent state. See, even now you are experiencing heaven and hell because it's nothing but mental state. When a person dies, till the conducive body is available, in between time, are you with me? Doesn't happen immediately. Nor will it happen after so many days. You can't say how long. So he says, how long in scriptures. See, now also you see on the ground looks brown. But when rain comes, immediately it becomes green. What does it mean? The seeds that are there, when the right conducive atmosphere comes, it sprouts. So when a person dies, the jiva is waiting for a conducive womb for it to manifest. Are you with me? That mental realm still is there. That period is a heaven or hell. So this is also mental realm only. It's not a geographical place that you go to. That also is temporary only. In fact, the concept of moksha in many people is going to heaven. In fact, moksha, if when you understand it wrongly, think that it is going to heaven, swarga loka. You are actually postponing the problem. Because moksha means here and now. Moksha cannot happen tomorrow. Either it happens now or never. In the sense, whenever it happens in the now. It's not like you postpone and you get it there. You with me? So the moksha, a lot of people think, is getting away from pain. Therefore I explain to you, please understand, pain and pleasure are what?
Temporary.
One will come with the other. Twins. Pain and pleasure are twins. There can be no pain without pleasure. There can be no pleasure without
pain.
They are two sides of the same coin. I even explained to you, samsar means samsarati iti samsar, that which constantly rotates, revolves. So when you see pleasure, it only means pleasure, pain is there. And then this goes, this goes. So a lot of people think, see, remember, all of us in life want to get only one thing. What is that? Happiness. So we think by getting rid of pain, you'll get pleasure. So somebody thinks, acha, when I do some good activity, after I die, I go to heaven, there only pleasure only. Therefore, they think we might as well work for heaven. While we are in this world, let me book my seat there. You understand? But you don't understand. The Lord of Heaven, who is the Lord of Heaven? Swarga Loka?
Indra.
You know, the most agitated fellow is Indra. Most agitated means, when you are doing tapas, he is in fact agitated because of us also. These people are meeting every Thursday, studying also. What is going on?
Is
not confirmed now. You know the story, na? Purana, and a fellow does a lot of tapas. He becomes adhikari for the throne of heaven. Then Indra's seat is not, he's also like politician only. You understand? Kursi is very important. He is very scared of the kursi. That is why he sends Menaka. Come on, go and disturb him. Rabba, Urusi, Tilotama, he has so many things like this. To distract. Are you with me? To distract. He is most insecure. The only secure place is your original self, Atma. Nothing is secure. Everything comes and goes. You understand? Everything comes and goes. So the lot of people, they are walked in the thinking that if they go to heaven, they will permanently be there in pleasure all the time. Nothing. After enjoying that pleasure, you are thrown down. And see, a person who has not experienced that height of pleasure, he will not feel that much pain. You are in ordinary level, you are constantly there. Suddenly you are taken to such realm, and from there you are thrown down. That disparity is terrible. You don't understand it. When you fall from that height, what happens? The pain is terrible, disparity is terrible. So it's worse. Isn't it? After experiencing everything, suddenly you fall. Therefore, he is telling here, don't aspire for heaven and all. Aspire for moksha. Because there are different lokas. Upar niche. Total 14 lokas in Atma. Meaning different dimensions. Hear me. Lokas, we say mental experiences. Please understand this. It's not a geographical place. Mental experience. Now, If you want to realize the self here and now, what do you have to do? Not act on good desires, not act on bad desires. Just do what you want to do as an offering to the self. Offering to Bhagavan with perfect objectivity. If I come to teach Bhagavad Gita, selfishly to gain name and fame, create following, I'll gather punya. It becomes good desires, propelling action. If I do, this is selfish action, so it will gather papa. If I do Bhagavad Gita class, because I want everybody to benefit, serve the world, that desire, and I'll gain punya. If I do Bhagavad Gita class, simply because that's my nature to talk, therefore I come and talk and go as best as I can. Then I am doing it to exhaust my vasana. Then it's an offering to Bhagavan. Then my vasanas drop, I realize myself. Do you mean? So therefore he said, Mahatmas who have reached me, they do not have a rebirth. Having come to me, thereafter there is no more birth. Having come to me, the Mahatmas are no more subject to rebirth, which is transitory and the abode of pain. They have reached the highest perfection. And before you aspire for moksha and all that, I told you, always don't say my goal is to realize the self, moksha, forget all that. When will you really want moksha? What is moksha in English?
Liberation.
When would you actually want liberation?
When you are in a lot of pain.
When you feel that you are bound. Now you don't feel what you are bound. Till then, why would you want moksha? You tell me. See, if I tie you tightly and you feel bound, man, I'm not able to leave this place. Just tie me to this chair and lock the door. You will think, how, in whatever way, can I get out? Isn't it? Are you feeling that way now? So this moksha, take away moksha, you study about it. You write one book maybe. But you will not really want moksha. So first you must understand that you are bound. Are you with me? If you are not even understanding that you are bound, why would you want to liberate? That you are bound by pain. This world is transitory and abode of pain, dukkalayam. Priyanka must be thinking, that is why I didn't want to go to Bhagavad Gita class. This world is pain, pessimistic people sitting and crying. Pain, what is it? Really, I am telling you, any youngster, when I first took to Vedanta, it was like this only. All the time people will say, this world is kuch nahi hai, pakwa. I don't, if you feel that way, at least you lead your life that way. I don't feel that way. I'm having maja. You understand? Where am I having? So, Gita is not for them. You must first feel the pain. When will you go through that? When will you know it is dukkha alaya?
You feel the body. Are you saying that only if you feel bound or if you feel pain, then you should be
then you want
liberate?
Or you would feel, then only you would want to liberate. You tell me otherwise, why would you want to liberate?
Sometimes you feel, okay, I'm done with whatever my duties were and I have, I'm ready.
As long as you feel there is a possibility of finding absolute security here, you will not want to leave this. You think about it. You must become very, very clear in your head that the security that I am looking for is not here, it cannot be got here. Only then you will leave this and go to the other. I talked about the pineapple and the bee poem. The bee is trying to, there is a poem that we discuss here called The Pineapple of the Bee, given by William Cowper, poet. He writes, pineapple is cut in triple rows and beautifully kept by a vendor and covered by a glass basket, transparent basket. The bee is seeing through the glass, it's transparent. It doesn't understand there's a glass in between. It's trying to enter. And half its life is waste, and then it turns the other side. Like that. All that we are doing is what? In the hope of getting joy in this world, we're running. You tried being bachelor, then you tried being married, then you tried many methods. Constantly you are trying. Other fellows are running. So you think, maybe only I will not get it. So you are running. The day it becomes very clear, then you will say no. Only then you will turn around. In other words, what I am trying to tell you is, then the way you will study, reflect will be totally different. It's not that, to some extent you understand that, but it's not that become mumukshatva. Mumukshatva means what? Burning desire to liberate. Burning desire to liberate comes when I understand that this is transient and passing. What I am actually wanting is permanent, not what is transient and passing. Therefore, what is Vedanta saying? Therefore, Vedanta says, now you don't, scriptures are saying, have Shraddha. Scripture will not wrongly guide you. When scripture says this is a world is Dukkhalayam, means it must be correct. But don't just go by scripture. Nobody do. Your life, when you contact, each and every contact, you become alert and watchfully go through the experiences. When you are alert and watchfully going through the experience, you will see this. When you are gaining that pleasure, you are eating that object what you love the most, when you are in that pleasure, you are not aware, you are losing it. When you go through that pleasure, suddenly you will be seeing that pleasure leaving you also. It's like a beloved. Pardon?
Isn't our true nature also Anand? So should we
not also, he is humbly Anand.
Yeah, so should we not enjoy what is coming our way to enjoy?
Who is saying no? Please understand what I said just now. When you contact an object, there is pleasure followed by pain.
If you let it overtake you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The moment you see it, the pleasure was there for a moment, few moments, then pain came. First of all, how much pain you have to go through to get an object, then to retain it, more pain. To come to a status is not a problem, to maintain the status quo is a bigger problem. So when you become aware of all this, then what happens? You know that these worldly things cannot give me the permanent joy, but in the worldly transactions, they are practically helpful. So for practical worldly transactions sake, I use them, but not for getting permanent happiness. That permanent happiness I will not get here. Let me seek in the self, which is what the scriptures are saying. Then what happens? You will start seeing what the scripture said yourself. Then it becomes your knowledge, not borrowed knowledge. As long as it's not borrowed, as long as it's borrowed, it's not your conviction. You are walking on others' dictation. Better to walk on your conviction than others' dictation. Therefore, what the scripture says, don't leave the world and go. Be there. Contact them. Just be totally in it. Then you will see the limitation of that experience. For that limited purpose, you use it. But don't use that for permanent happiness. If you want to shave, use the razor blade. Don't use axe. If you want to fell a tree, cut a tree, use act, don't use reservate. Then you will understand, world will give me this, but this is something which comes and goes. What I am actually looking for is something else. That I can look for in the self. The worldly thing I use for worldly transactions. Then my life is taken. So, the Mahatma has understood this. He has understood what? That I am Atma and not the body. Body is that which comes into existence. And that body, after it came into existence, for a few days, it was not given any name. You know that, no? Few days and the baby is born, we are discussing what name, so much controversy going on. That is enough. You don't know what name they are going to give you. Till then, now they are calling you. Relativity, you understand? That's how they were calling you. Now suddenly you got a name. And when you die, that name is?
Gone.
Then has the body arrived? Temporarily name. Do you mean? So this body is something that comes and goes. And Mahatma has realized it. He is not the body that comes and goes, he is Atma which is permanently there. Therefore, firstly, there is no birth for him. Where is the question of rebirth? Really? Today, we are out of ignorance thinking that I am this body which is born on so and so day. That is out of ignorance. That ignorance has to be removed. Actually, moksha is nothing but removing the ignorance. It's not attaining something which you have not already are. Like you said, Ananda is your original nature. You are already Ananda. You are not to go and attain it. You are only removing the ignorance. When that ignorance is removed, you are Mahatma. So the difference between ordinary Atma and Mahatma is what? We are Atma covered by ignorance. He has removed the ignorance. So, next verse. 16.
Abhramma bhuvana lokaha punaravartinorjuna mamupetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate abhramma bhuvana lokaha punaravartinorjuna mamupetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravarti Arjuna. The Brahma Loka, up to Brahma Loka, he says, all the worlds up to Brahma Loka. Different worlds. Bhuloka, Bhuvar Loka, Suvar Loka, Mahar Loka, Tapo Loka, Satya Loka, different lokas are there. Right? Indra Loka is different, Brahma Loka is different. Don't confuse yourself. Compared to Brahma Loka, Indra Loka is inferior. Compared to the loka in which we are, the loka is superior. So the most superior loka is what?
Brahma
loka. Brahman is different from Lord Brahma. Do you mean? Brahman is different from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, we sometimes call as Brahmaji. Like in North India, Ji, Hanji, you know that sense, Brahmaji. Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma's residence is in Brahmaloka. Right? He is discussing about that. So he says, the world's up to Brahmaloka are subject to return. Means what? Not Shashvata. Here it is temporary. There it is, temporary. Spodasa, Janabas. But that is also temporary.
If your goal is to go to US, if you have some purpose, then you are going to US. You will buy a non-stop flight as much as possible. To reach, buy a ticket in a non-stop flight to reach there. If the offer is there, to go to some other, to US to some other destination, stay there, all that of this. So then, urgent काम के लिए जा रहा हूँ, I don't want all this. Extra also I'll pay, go to?
Direct.
Direct to US. Why do I want to go into these lokas? They are subject to return. Are you with me? So he says, all the worlds up to Brahma Loka are subject to it. That's not Shastra. You will not find such a there also. Brahma is world also comes to name. He is going to talk about it in the next verse. In other words, Brahma Ji also has life cycle, life period. Unko bhi death hai. Really? Brahmaji also dies. Oh Arjuna, but on reaching me, there is no rebirth, O Kaunteya. O Kunti Putra, you are born in Kunti's womb. Because in the previous Janma you didn't finish your job. Abhi khatam karo, aapko opportunity hai. Now also you want to postpone by running away from this. No. Do it as an offering to the Bhagavan. Otherwise, if you do it with a desire, you will gain punya. Then go to different lokas. Don't do that also. Simply function. Brahma loka. See, in other words, all these different experiences come to it. And also subtly is trying to tell you, Brahman is not an experience. Lokas are experiences. When you say experience, there are two factors involved in it. What are they? The experience of you and the experience the object. In Brahman, Brahman cannot be called as experience. Why? There the individuality merges with the total. But the subject-object relationship is not there. You understand? So the loka experiences that people travel. They talk about all sorts of travel. You understand? They are fascinated by that. If you really understand the concepts, you do not want any travel. Because traveling is what? Postponing. Moksha is living in the present. Heaven is living in future. So postponement. After exhaustion of punya in heaven, you come back and go. So he is going to now discuss Brahma Loka. Why he is talking about Brahma Loka here? He said, if you directly focus on Nirguna Ishwara Upasana, you realize the self directly here. But if you do Saguna Ishwara Upasana, then what happens? You go through Brahma Loka. And in Brahma Loka, Lord Brahma will impart you the Vedanta. And there, having contemplated upon it, you realize the self. Called Krama Mukti, means liberation in stages. Therefore you talk about Brahma Loka here. There is a possibility that you can realize here. But if you don't do that, because you are not able to directly think of Brahman without qualities, therefore you are thinking of Brahman with qualities, in Saguna, in some form. The subtle Saguna is what? Om. Right? So if you are contemplating upon Om, you directly realize. If you are meditating upon Om, you go through Brahma Loka. I explained to you last week. What is that? Om, when you take as a symbol representing Brahman and you meditate upon it, then the vritti is there, thought vritti. Therefore you have to go through lokas. But if you control all your senses and mind, the sound, bija sound, om,
which is not something that you impose, that Bija sound is designated as Brahman. Right? When you Bija, the seed song. See, now I was giving the example of ticking of the clock. You hear? When I was talking, were you hearing?
No.
When I was talking, were you hearing? You were hearing. Okay, that means something different. I mean, you are listening. When you are engrossed in this sound, you are not listening to that ticking. But the moment it becomes all, everybody keeps quiet now. Like that, when all our senses, mind and everything is controlled, when I become completely silent, antar maunam, when I am in antar maunam, the sound om, I become aware. I am not making the sound. Become aware of that sound, which is the original sound, that is Brahman. When I am becoming one with that, then here and now I realize. Because I am focusing on Nirguna, means Brahman without qualities. If I am focusing on Brahman with qualities, I go through stages. That's all. Therefore I told you, don't worry about these things. Start thinking about something higher now. Let us not worry about which Brahman and all. Even if you are comfortable with Saguna Brahman, continue. At least shift your thoughts from world to God. Park yourself in divinity at least little bit every day. Otherwise mind, like you take the dog every day morning for a walk in a particular route, mechanically it goes in that route. Like that now, as soon as you get up, mind goes into the world. So uska direction ko change karna. So what do you have to do? Little bit daily practice. Krishna himself said that, no? What did he say? Abhyas. So it's not that only once a week you study. Abhyas, daily. Next. Sahasrayuga paryantam, sahasrayuga paryantam, aharyat brahmano viduhu, aharyat brahmano viduhu, ratrim yuga sahasrantam, ratrim yuga sahasrantam, teho ratra vidhojanaha, teho ratra vidhojanaha, sahasrayuga paryantam, aharyat brahmano viduhu, ratrim yuga sahasrantam, teho ratra vidhojanaha. The people who know the day of Brahma, which ends in a thousand yugas, and the night which ends in a thousand yugas, they know day and night. What he is talking about is, yuga here means what? Chatur yuga. Not human yuga, celestial yuga he is talking about. One yuga, the yuga that we are in now is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is supposed to be how many years? See the book. 4,32,000 terrestrial years.
4,32,000
terrestrial years.
So we are in
Vijaya
now.
I'll come to that. Where are you jumping from? Don't worry. She wants to know whether it's going to come to it tomorrow or not.
No,
yes, yes. 4,32,000 terrestrial years is?
Kali.
Double of that is?
Dwapar.
Triple of that is?
Treta.
Four times of that is?
Satyam.
Put together is?
Mahayuga.
One? Mahayuga.
Four.
Like that, thousand is one day. Day means 12 hours of Brahma. Like that, thousand is night of Brahma.
Thousand Mahayuga.
Yes. Okay.
Zero is it.
So, just follow what I'm saying. So, a thousand Mahayuga is equal to 432 crore. Right? That is, make one day of Lord Brahma. Into two, because night also is there. Equal portion. Like this, Brahmaji lives 100 years. Like this, Brahmaji lives 100 years. And Brahmaji's age now, as per our Shastra, is 51. Which means another 49 like this, my God. These calculations, don't ask me how they arrived at this calculation. This is a fascinating calculation. What are they trying to tell in and through these calculations? In fact, in the 11th chapter, Lord Krishna is going to say, Masa Naam Margashish. I am Margashish of months. 11th chapter, he is saying, I am this in this. Like in months, I am Margashish. What is the speciality about Margashish? Strictly speaking, Brahman is everywhere. All months is Brahman only. Okay. See, brass vessel's original state is brilliant. If brass, the brilliance of brass, you don't understand because in your house, all brass vessels are oxidized. So you never clean. Let us say. So your child is trying to understand the brilliance of brass. So you say, which is brass vessel? So if you show, this is me. This is not shining. So you show a particular brass vessel which is shining. It's cleansed in somebody else's house. This is me. Basically I am everywhere. But if you can't see me in this brilliant vessel, then you can't see me in an oxidized vessel. Therefore he picks few. Are you with me? Then he talks about Masana Margashish. Why he picks up Margashish?
Katyayani.
12 months of terrestrial 12 months is equal to 24 hours in Devaloka. Are you with me? One day, one full day, 24 hours in Devalok is equal to 1 year for us. So the Margashish month is 2 hours of 4 to 6 a.m. of Devaloka. So during the Margashish month, Devas are supposed to be 4 to 6 times for them. That time if you do tapas, more conducive. That's about it. That doesn't mean the rest of the time you don't do tapas. Only that Margashish month, which is coming approximately from 15th December to January 15th, we have class. It's not that. So, in other words, the time is very interesting. The concept of time is very relative. Please understand, it's connected to the mind. If you enjoy this class, when I conclude the class, so soon khatam ho gaya, 1 hour 15 minutes, you feel like 5 minutes then. Supposing you are feeling bored, my God, man, every 2 minutes, only 5 minutes like 1 hour. Believe me, if you don't understand this, before marriage, after marriage. When you were courting, when you were in love, sitting in the beach, holding each other's hand, one full day, the time was not passing. Now, it's terrible. Not everybody, somebody. So in other words, mind is nothing to do with marriage, to do with your mind. Please understand, time is connected with mind. So when you are in joy, the time flies. When you are in dukkha, time drags. So when he says, in Brahma Loka, these many days with reference to that height of joy, flies like this. Before you realize, chalo, Brahma ಮಾತ್ರ ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಯೋಗಿ ಆಗ್ತದೆ. ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅನ್ ಎಂಡ್.
ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಸ್ಪೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಸ್. See, what are we doing? When we were children, we were playing with different toys. Now we are playing with name, fame, power, position, family, status, money. We are still playing with toys only. So, we want different experiences. You know, here, we sometimes go for retreats. None of you participate in retreats, but when we go for retreats, initially, when we are going for retreats, every time, you know, they want to go to different place. Sir, last time we went for retreat there, why not we go here? I said, see, excuse me, I am not taking you to go to places. I am not against going to different places. We are withdrawing ourselves to go deep into us. Some conducive place. So that way, if the different place is more conducive, I have no problem. But no, last time we had retreat here, that place you see, now let's go to this place. Then what? You are using the spirituality as an excuse for you to go around the world. We are not against going around the world, please go. Use me. In other words, people are only interested in different experiences. So this Brahmaloka experience, which is such a staggering calculation, you think it will never come to an end? That also comes to an end. In fact, it comes to an end much faster than you think. It's gone. By the time you realize. Therefore, don't aspire for any of these things. So that is what he wants to make you aware. That is giving all these calculations. So this supposed to be more superior realm. But that is also coming under one category. What category? Coming and going category. Coming and going category. If it is coming and going category, why do I aspire for it? I might as well be here. Are you with me? Why should I be there? When I come back here, again I have to put in effort. Till I reach myself, I will not rest content. So they are not telling you, you should come directly to us. They are saying, Baba, you are searching for Brahman only. But without knowledge, you are searching for it in the world. Search for it within. A lady lost her needle when she was stitching her old clothes in her hut, and she was searching for it on the road. So many people were helping her to find the needle on the road without asking, what are you searching for? Where did you lose it? One fellow asks, Amma, yes, what are you searching for? She said, I'm searching for a needle. Acha, where did you lose it? In my house. Then why are you searching for it here? Because there is no light in my house. There is street light here. In other words, you cannot find that eternal peace that you are searching for in the world. That's all you must understand. Then you will use it as a what? Temporary abode. When you are using it as a temporary abode, do you enjoy? Or when you use it as a permanent abode, do you enjoy? Can you give an example?
It's not affecting you, you know, it's going to finish. Kya farak padta hai?
Hotel. When you have checked into the hotel, you don't care whether your chappal is dirty or not, just walk on the carpet. When your house, remove your shoes, put a new socks, then walk. You, the moment it is mine, you get affected. It's temporary. You go there and come. So that is what he says. You start enjoying the world more without even having to go to different lokas. Brahma Bhavana Loka Punaravarti. Arjuna will come back. Therefore don't aspire for that direct liberation. Here he says, this is Brahmaji's day and Brahmaji's night. One who knows this, he knows day and night. One who knows this, knows day and night means what? The pralaya and prabhava. The pralaya and prabhava you understand, then you go beyond. Next verse, talk about pralaya and prabhava. Avyakta avyaktaya sarvaha avyakta avyaktaya sarvaha prabhavantyaharagame rasyagame praliyante tatraiva avyakta sanyake avyakta avyaktaya sarvaha prabhavantyaharagame rasyagame praliyante tatraivyavyakta samyake. At the approach of day, when Brahmaji wakes up, that's what it means, at the approach of day, when Brahmaji wakes up, all the manifested stream forth from the unmanifested. At the approach of night, they dissolve there only. At the approach of night, they dissolve there only. In what is called as unmanifested. Avyakta. Vyakta means manifest. Avyakta means unmanifest. So he says, when Brahmaji wakes up, the whole world wakes up. When Brahmaji goes to sleep, the whole world goes to sleep. In other words, please understand this. When I wake up, I go through my vasanas, give expressions to them. Then I go to sleep in the night. When I go to sleep, what happens to my vasanas? They become dormant. Musician, when she goes to sleep and she wakes up next day, does she wake up as musician or cricketer? Which means in between stage the music vasanas have been in dormant stage. Is it clear? Otherwise tomorrow you wake up like a cricketer or a dancer or a lawyer or a, you know, without a teacher, something else. But you wake up as the same person. What does it mean? It means it remains in dormant condition. And when it comes out, again the music vasanas come, you become a musician. Like this, when Brahmaji wakes up, or at the approach of day, all the manifested stream forth. All the manifested stream forth means what? They are going about expressing their vasanas. From where? From the unmanifested form. At the approach of night, when Brahmaji goes to sleep, what happens? Everything dissolves. In what is called as unmanifest. You understand now, from which reference you are waking up and sleeping, you understand this. So, from the microcosmic and macrocosmic level he is talking about, same thing in these two verses, 18 and 19. Individual wakes up when Brahma wakes up. And Brahmaji goes to sleep, the whole thing goes to sleep. Meaning what? Pralaya. Prabhava pralaya means what? Manifested world. Within that, you wake up, you sleep. That is different. When Brahmaji wakes up, the whole universe is okay. Bhutagramasa evayam భూత్వా భూత్వా ప్రలీయతే, భూత్వా భూత్వా ప్రలీయతే, రాత్ర్యాగమేవ శబ్ద్వార్థ, రాత్ర్యాగమేవ శబ్ద్వార్థ, ప్రభవత్యః రాగమే, ప్రభవత్యః రాగమే, భూతగ్రామస ఏవాయం, భూత్వా భూత్వా ప్రలీయతే, రాత్ర్యాగమేవ శబ్ద్వార్థ, ప్రభవత్యః రాగమే. గ్రామ మీన్స్ వాట్? విలేజ్, గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్, మల్టిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ బార్న్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఇస్ డిజాల్వ్ హెల్ప్లెస్లీ అట్ ద అప్రోచ్ ఆఫ్ నైట్. అట్ ది అప్రోచ్ ఆఫ్ నైట్ దే డై, డిజాల్వ్ ఓ పార్ట్, అండ్ ఇట్ సీమ్స్ ఫోర్ట్ అట్ ది అప్రోచ్ ఆఫ్ డే. మల్టిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్స్ born again and again is dissolved helplessly at the approach of Brahmaji's night. When Brahmaji goes to sleep, what happens? Pralaya. Everything goes back to seed form. So there is your day, your night. Brahmaji's day, Brahmaji's night, there is your day, there is your night, your death, there is Brahmaji's day, Brahmaji's night, and Brahmaji's
death.
Are you with me? Death is nothing but a long sleep. Every night you are sleeping, the short sleep. The shortest sleep is what you do in the class. But short sleep is midnight. Long sleep is death. Then Brahmaji also has like that. Short sleep. Then long sleep. That is Mahapralaya. This Pralaya, when he goes to sleep, when he goes 100 years ke baad, that is Mahapralaya. You mean, in other words, this coming and going, this manifesting, everything comes and goes, this continues, this chakra is going on, this tamasha is going on. In fact, if you understand this, you understand the most potential thing is your vasanas. You are giving importance to the expression. Vedantin will be concerned about what is lying inside without expression. What you see as expressed is fragment. What is lying underneath without expression is too much. And anybody will come and see you in Vedanta class, they will think you are Bhagwan. They are all sick with you. But there are so many other vasanas in you which are at the moment dormant. When the right atmosphere comes, then they will know. Did I see this person in Vedanta class? Is this the same person? In other words, the vasanas are there in you in a dormant condition. You are more concerned about what is seen. What is lying within unseen, you are not concerned.
So just at the approach of night, everything goes, and then again it comes. The whole world, microcosm and the macrocosm, comes and goes, prabhava, pralaya. Then there is Mahapralaya. In Mahapralaya what happens? Everything is in dormant condition for a long duration. And then again comes.
Dormant meaning then the vasanas are not dissolved.
No.
Yeah, again comes.
Again. See, in a TB patient, the doctor gives medicine for a duration, for a long period. The fellow feels much better in between itself. a few months they take, and then they feel as if they are finished, they're clear. That's why the doctor will keep on reminding, complete the course, complete the course, complete the course, complete the course, because otherwise it will come back. And if it comes back, it's more dangerous. Are you with me? So it's, what does it mean? It means it's in dormant condition. Dormant condition is more dangerous. We don't understand that. So therefore, just because when you are attending classes, you feel temporarily fine, doesn't mean stop there. Till I realize the self, till I eliminate the seen and the unseen vasanas. Till I become one with Bhagwan. Because then what happens? Potential problem can come back to you. You are daily studying, then it is little maintenance self time. You understand? One is called elimination, the other is called maintenance. Abhi, if you do daily study, reflection, thoda maintenance self time. Therefore you are managing. The daily study stops, thinking that you are now free from trouble. Again you will see your vasana is lagging its tail. Therefore we say, continue daily study and reflection till the vasanas are completely exhausted. Thereafter there is nothing. Thereafter you will be in constant. There is no question of dukkha for you. You hear me? So, the manifest and the unmanifest. Who are you? Manjari is who? The waker. Manjari is the waker. Ami is the waker. Sadhana is the waker. Are you with me? It's a surface level. Usse jada hai to go deep. What you know about yourself is only the tip of the iceberg. Are you with me? What you think you are today is only the tip of the iceberg. You go deep. There is unmanifest. And he is going to talk about something else beyond this unmanifest also. So the thing is, what we forget about knowing about other things, about ourselves also, what we know is only tip of the iceberg. Manjari is only the wake up. Are you with me? And deep inside lies so many unmanifest vasanas. Therefore, when I am manifest, I must learn these things, understand the depth, and try to eliminate that unmanifest vasanas also. As long as I don't understand these things, then I am identifying with the manifest. Then when pralaya comes, or even the thought of pralaya affects me. Tossed up and down. But when I understand this, I'm cool. Nothing touches me. So he's talking from that magnitude and say that everything is coming and going. As manifest and manifest potential form. So when you don't see somebody who is dead and gone, means what? They are there in energy, can neither be created nor be destroyed. It can be transformed from one form to another. So this is going on. From one matter to energy form, again comes to matter, again energy, again matter, again energy. Supreme Self is beyond this manifest and manifest. That we'll see next week. Om. పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. మనసేంద్రియైర్వా బుద్ధ్యాత్మనా వా బుద్ధ్యాత్మనా వా ప్రకృతే స్వభావాత్ ప్రకృతే స్వభావాత్ కరోమి యద్యత్ కరోమి యద్యత్ సకలం పరస్మై సకలం పరస్మై నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి.